USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Monday is the deadline to file a federal tax return for those who requested a six-month extension back in April. That's about 19 million people. At this point, it's probably best to file electronically if you're waiting until the absolute last minute. President Joe Biden is reevaluating the United States' relationship with Saudi Arabia after OPEC plus nations announced cuts to oil output. House Minority Whip from Louisiana, Steve Scalise, says the president should incentivize domestic oil production instead.
This is like a childish temper tantrum that Joe Biden's having because he put Saudi Arabia and the other OPEC nations in a position to have more control over America's economy. It makes absolutely no sense.
Ukraine's military continues to reclaim occupied land in the Kherson region as fighting ramps up over key cities in the country's east. In the capital of Kyiv, 38-year-old resident Chris York says he believes Ukraine will win. It just depends on how long Russian President Vladimir Putin will fight.
Ukraine is winning the war. I think you look at what's happening now, Russia annexed or said that they were annexing territories a couple of weeks ago, and right now Ukraine's already liberating quite significantly large areas of that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A new poll gives Republicans a slight advantage 3 weeks before the midterm elections. A New York Times Siena College poll found 49% of voters plan to vote Republican, while 45% plan to vote Democrat. It noted the economy is a key issue for many voters. Monday night's Powerball jackpot is worth $480 million. The odds of striking it rich are roughly 1 in 292 million. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul, is requesting the State Department preserve all documents related to last year's U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. McCaul sending a letter with that request to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. It's part of his move to look into the deaths of 13 U.S. service members, the fall of the Afghan government to the Taliban, and the chaos surrounding evacuation efforts. As a crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border continues, Mexico is taking action. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Mexico's government has made an announcement to discourage human caravans by Venezuelan migrants, saying any who do so will not be eligible to enter the United States under a new humanitarian scheme. Under the plan, Washington said it would grant up to 24,000 Venezuelans access to the United States by aircraft, while enabling U.S. officials to expel to Mexico those caught trying to cross illegally by land.
People can now submit an application for the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness program. The beta version of the application can be accessed at studentaid.gov. Applications submitted now will be used to help refine the process ahead of the official form launch. The Los Angeles Chargers host the Denver Broncos in Monday Night Football action tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.